Voter contact can seem intimidating. Phone banking presents special challenges because you are not face-to-face with the voter. Hi, I'm George Green from the Connections Lab. Phone banking is less effective than face-to-face contact, but you can cover far more people in a shorter amount of time. Also, phone banking is very effective in the early voter identification phase and in the later get-out-the-vote phase. Phone banking can be intimidating, especially for new volunteers. The good thing is that people usually get the hang of it quickly. Here are some tips to make it more effective and less stressful. Be yourself. Be conversational and friendly. While conservatives use robocalls or paid canvassing companies, we prefer real people who care. You'll diffuse a lot of tension by identifying yourself as a volunteer. If you were calling your neighborhood, mention that you live in the neighborhood. Most people are actually pretty polite, and people who will never agree with you will generally tell you. Thank them for their time and move on. However, hang up immediately on anyone who is abusive and don't take any of this personally. Listen to other phone bankers who seem to be comfortable. Sit near them and you'll pick up on things to say and how to say them. Don't ask if you can ask some questions. It's too easy for people to answer no. Watch your time. 5 minutes is about right. Be sure to collect the information you were asked to collect. All of this helps us do better contact in the future. Find an expanded phone banking guide and other fieldwork guides at connectionslab.org. Connectionslab.org.